Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Amen. Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli mutya?
And how is your life?
Mwalamusizzaako ku kibuga kya Katonda.
Did you greet of the city of God?
N'abakirimu Yerusalemu eky'omuguru.
And those in it, Jerusalem of heaven.
Bagamba ki?
How are they doing?
Bible says in Hebrews 11,
verses 8 to
16,
that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they always greeted the city of God, and they will come to ages, and them thought to reach in their home country. We fight much to reach in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell your brethren, I wish you the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. I pray much God enables you to overcome, that you can reach our home country in the kingdom of heaven. Tell them it will not profit you to eat and finish the world, yet you forfeit your soul. It's good to watch over it, that it reaches home in heaven. Even though you get things of the world, let them not pervert you. The prayer of the Holy Spirit,
it
passed through King Solomon in the Proverbs, that God, don't let me be poor, and I still make your name
scorned.
Don't let me get so rich to forget you. That is the holy prayer. May God bless you. That you don't be poor.
And
when you get rich, you don't yet forget God. Fulfill 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
It says
the divine power of God gave us all we need in life and in the serving of God, even in moving to understand Him. When God gives us what we need, let's not get lost for them,
but
let's preserve time to understand Him and know the glory beyond that of the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to move on with the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who have lived before us, even us living now, even those who are coming,
to
reaching the coming back of Jesus.
It's
the journey we all come into under the sun. And he explains 1 Timothy 6:7 that we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Means there is a journey which brought us on here, and where we go to,
we
don't go with anything of this world.
For
indeed Philippians 3:20 says our home is
Kale
in heaven. Now there in heaven, there are more better things. Even though on the world seemeth all things true on both on earth, we shall go back with
nothing.
And the Holy Spirit spoke, and he passed through Apostle Paul, Hebrews 11, and he said, we are strangers on this world. You keep always your journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. God restored it back in the book of remembrance.
And it
speaks in Malachi 3:13-18, and it was written in the book of remembrance before the Lord, and those who feared the Lord, and they began to glorify Him, and they got back to God, and they separated who serves God and who never serves Him, the righteous and the unrighteous. Now it's the journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years in the different series of the vision, the dreams, the trance,
azota,
the azotas,
yurimu,
Urim,
Nesamim,
and the famine, the spiritual transport. God moved me in that journey from 2005 to 2011.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to be moving on at that journey.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
now we want to be moving on
We are
still in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
It's
a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
It's
a journey we've moved from the planet Earth.
And
we moved out, so are the nine planets. And we moved on to the kingdom of the stars, where there is the sun and the moon.
And that's
where we even find hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits. And we saw principalities in the kingdom of the stars, the evil spirits, the spirit of the air, which reigns in children of disobedience. We saw the circular appearance of the heaven, and we studied all scriptures, and we moved through the northern door, and we entered the rim above, where we find the three heavens, where there is the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, and
we're
still in that city seeing many things. We shall finish, go to the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, where all spirits created are gotten from. And then after, we shall head on to the third heaven, where there is the garden of God. It's that dream above. But let's first move on with finishing those we see in the city of God, in Jerusalem of heaven, in the first heaven, and the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We've seen much on these angels, and we see the seven groups of the angels, just as you see them here in this image, the seven groups of the angels and their works. We winded up that last pace and moved on to see the seven seals and seven groups of angels. This is where we are.
Yes,
we praise Jesus so much. The seven seals of the seven spirits of God and the seven groups of the angels. This is the heading we study. We are right on the fourth seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In there we saw they were given authority to kill with the sword and the famine
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the beast of the field. But in all that, and we had to differentiate between the angel of death and hell and their sickness,
because
those he uses to take spirits from the body, and we separate them from the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels, those known as the demons. We are in a moment we've reached far. In this time we're seeing the way of healing sicknesses of Satan, ways of healing sicknesses of the devils, sicknesses of the demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we were opened up for ways, those the Holy Spirit passes through, to healing sicknesses of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The ways are four.
Engeri nya omoyo mutukufu zaitamu.
The four ways the Holy Spirit passes through
okuonya endwadde za basitani,
to heal the sicknesses of the devils.
Oluvanyuma lw'okukwata okusiba,
after capturing to bind
emizimu,
the demons. When God passes through the Holy Spirit and his angels, those who work together with us servants of God, we cause evil spirits be bound. After we cause them be bound,
there
involves healing of sicknesses they are put in people. That's why
I
say you can't enter a strong man's house and you destroy his works, except you first capture and bind them. You first bind the evil spirit, and after you destroy their works, the sickness ordinances and things like those. Now, these are the four ways. And the first one we finished it. This is the first we finished. The Holy Spirit researches of all sicknesses, even to healing them. When he works with the holy angels, you'll forgive us who wasn't present. You can ask for the audio recordings and
they give it,
and you listen to the message.
We're
going to see the second way. After we shall see the third and the fourth. The second, it's what we are on right now. The Holy Spirit and flows as streams of living waters, and as the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to heal all sicknesses. Even here he works with angels.
It's
second way we are seeing. The Holy Spirit flowing as rivers of living waters, and as the blood of Jesus to wash and heal all sicknesses, and still he works with angels. Praise Jesus so much. This is the second way the Holy Spirit can heal sicknesses. Now unto us who pray in that office of praying for the sick after chasing the demons, Bible tells us in Philippians 4 and the verse 6, we can tell God those we need through the prayer, repentance, and the thanksgiving. Let's read and we hear. Philippians 4 from verse 6.
Musanyukirenga mukama waffe ennaku zonna. Nate njogera nti musanyukenga. Olwokutaano, okuzibiikiriza kwammwe kumanyibwenga abantu
bonna.
Bafilipi esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Philippians 4:6.
Temweraliikiriranga kigambo kyonna kyonna, naye mu kigambo kyonna mukusabanga n'okwegayiriranga awamu n'okwebazanga bye mwagala bitegeezebwe ng'eri Katonda.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuba nga tumaze okuyimirira ne tuyingira mu kusaba
okw'olutalo, stood and entered prayer of warfare,
ne tugoba emizimu,
and we chased demons
olw'obuyinza bw'omwoyo omutukuvu,
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
era nga tukola ne bamalayika ab'enjegere,
and we work with angels of the chains,
bamalayika ab'okufa n'amagombe,
the angels of death and hell,
okukwata emyoyo gy'obubi egisibira mu bunnya obutakoma,
capture evil spirits, bind them in the bottomless prison of God.
Engeri eno ey'okubiri,
this second way,
nayo tusobola okugi okutegeereza mu Mukama,
through it we can tell God,
okuwonya,
to heal.
Omwoyo omutukuvu nga akulukutanga emigeja amazzi,
Holy Spirit flows as rivers of living waters,
okunaaza era nga omusaayi gwa Yesu,
and as the blood of Jesus,
okunaaza endwadde zonna,
to wash out all sicknesses,
era okuwonya,
and to heal,
era nga akola wamu ne bamalayika,
and he works together with angels.
Naimba Filipo esule n'eyokunoonyolwa omukaaga,
but in Philippians 4:6,
Katonda atuwa eddembe,
God gives us the freedom,
ng'agamba nti,
and he said that,
nti naye mu kwenenya,
that through repentance,
ne mu kwebaza,
and in thanksgiving,
ne mu kusaba,
and through prayer,
bye mwagala bitegeezebwe ng'eri Katonda,
what you need let be told to God.
Newankubadde nga mu kaseera kano tukutte ku ssaala eno ey'okusabira abantu okuwonya,
this time we handle prayer of praying for people for healing,
naye mu byonna ng'onaategeeza eri Katonda,
but in all when you'll be speaking to God,
alyoka
then he will answer you. You always hold meaningful scriptures. That's why he speaks in John 15:7, and he says this. John 15:7.
Musabenga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tubeera mu Kristo Yesu,
if we abide in Christ Jesus,
n'ebigambo bya Yesu nga biri mu ffe,
and the words of Christ are in us,
tusaba kyonna kye twetaaga ne kituweebwa,
ask all we need and it's given us.
Kati ku ngeri eno ey'okubiri,
now on the second way,
ey'okuwonyamu endwadde z'abasitaani,
of healing sickness of the devils,
eziba zikutte abaana ba Katonda n'abantu be,
which have affected children of God and his
people, waliwo akanyumirwa osaba omwoyo omutukuvu,
there is a part you ask the Holy Spirit,
akulukutenga emigejo
flow as rivers of living waters to wash out sicknesses,
and
flow as the blood of Jesus to speak the better
words,
to speak life unto those who fainting. Praise Jesus so much.
You
must have for that prepared yourself with scriptures well. Like he's told you in John 15:7, that if you abide in me, to be in Christ Jesus and you believe in him, you join on his word to be within you and ask as his words are, and then everything you ask it will be given you. It's possible, children of God,
all of us
go to the Father, tell him what we need,
but
the reason and issue is one. You must be in Christ, must have scriptures in you, and pray that he accepts you, and feel meaningful words, and you know where you can meet God. That's why he says in Job 23, and he says this, speaks this from verse 1, and he says, Job 23 from verse 1,
nereero okwemulugunya kwange kujemu okubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito olinyo olwokusatu singa manje nyinza okumulabira singa nyinza okutuuka wali awali entebe ye olinyo olwokuna nandiriranyiza ensonga yange mu maaso ge nenyijuza akamwa kange ensonga
agamba nti singa mbadde mmanyi
genyinza
okusinkana mukama
where I can meet God
n'ekifo kyentebe ye wekiri
place of his throne where it is,
I
would have nailed my reason unto him. I would have sent it his way.
He
accepts me in 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. That what I need, that I shouldn't worry, but I get that anxiety, I cast it onto the Lord.
Saying,
I would have filled meaningful words, and I tell them to him. Meaningful words, they are the scriptures.
And
God will never despise the scriptures, for he put all those to be fulfilled.
But
as we're going to look this way,
the
Holy Spirit flows as rivers of living waters to cleanse or wash sickness from someone, and he passes through as the blood of Jesus to speak the better words,
the
meaningful words you're meant to move by of scriptures. Then you will see him flow
in
the spirit of truth.
When
you move on in Job, he says, Job 23 verses 5,
nandimanya ebigambo bye yandinzizeemu n'entegeera bye yandingambye. Olunyo olw'omukaaga, yandinyombesezza olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe nedda, naye yandinzisizzaako omwoyo.
Katonda yandikusizzaako omwoyo.
God would have laid his heart your way.
Wanditegedde n'ebyakuddamu.
Would have realized even what he answers you.
Yes,
he
was
praised.
Era teyandikuyombesezza.
And you wouldn't have accused you of anything.
For
you were in meaningful words of the scriptures. The Holy Spirit, God speaks of him saying, and still our Lord Jesus, and he explains the same. After you will believe, inside you will flow streams of living water. But he spoke this, meaning the Holy Spirit, he who was to be given us. It is through the Holy Spirit, he cannot be able to flow in the system of your body, and it never washes you, for he sits where the place is holy, for he too is holy.
And
what is called his holy place to dwell in. That's why he
said
we are temples of the Spirit of God.
Now
you can pray with the Holy Spirit. You tell him Holy Spirit, this one is not a temple of sickness. First is your temple, and you are holy. You are in a holy temple. It's not a temple of sickness, it's not a temple of demons. Now flow in them, cleanse their house, take out sickness, take out failure, take out wickedness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Engeri yefanagana bwetu.
The way like that.
Yavayogera mu Yokana esule ne yomusaa.
That's why he speaks in John 7.
Onyulasa kumomu nana na kumomu enda.
38 and 39.
Ngagamba bwate.
And he says this.
Yokana esule yomusaanvu. Nonyosa tumomu na
John chapter 7 from verse 38.
Akirizanze ngecha wandiki wabichigamba anti emiga jama za malamu jiri furuma murubuto rwe asatu mwenda echu yachogera kumoyo gwebali bagendo kuwebwa abamu kiriza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sabato somo baruzungu jiri furuma obaziri kurukuta.
Read version English.
Luganda,
Luganda is the meaning there. It demands it.
Tusomere mu luzungu.
John chapter 7 verse 38.
Yokana esula ya musanvu kutandika kunyola 3 mu 8.
He says,
egamba,
he that believes on me as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
Tiyo anzikiriza ngebya wandiko ebigamba okuva mutima gwe mulu kulukuta emigajama za malamu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti oyanzikiriza.
That he that believeth me.
Munda muye muri kulukuta emigajama za malamu.
Inside them will flow streams of living waters.
Ni Bible bwenye nyola mnyola sato mwa mwende.
When Bible explains in verse 39.
Nti yachogera kumoyo mtu kubu yali agenda tuwewa.
That meaning the Holy Spirit was to be given us.
Kubangira Kristo yaita nabagulumizibwa.
For still Christ had not yet been glorified.
Na uluvanyuma lukulumizibwa era ino tusindikira omoyo omutu.
After being glorified he was to send us his Holy Spirit.
Abu yakora mbiko yatume sule yokubi.
Like he did in the Acts 2.
Na ye kiwo kiwo kiti aboluganda.
But the thing is this, brethren.
Na sinema kugenda nnyo mu buziba bwoko nnyonnyo.
For I go in the depth of explaining.
Toyino kusoko tegera.
What you have to first understand.
Nti omoyo omutu kuvu okujja kulukutenga emigeje amazza mara mu mudamu mutima gwa bamugwe.
Come to flow as streams of living waters into your heart.
Is
not just come to just flow within you like that. Is doing nothing there. And the stream flowing, it cleanses. It cleanses its waters. It cleanses the place where it is.
I don't know
if you've ever looked at a river well.
Water
flowing is very clear in the place where it is. All the dirt beating it aside.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit cannot flow in your life.
It
remains with sicknesses and things like that. We want to open our hearts.
If
we more believe the Lord Jesus. On two sicknesses which had failed. Of the devils. And those. Of the body weakness. Let's accept the Holy Spirit. To come to flow. And when you reach to pray. Don't pray as if you don't have knowledge. Pray with like someone with
ogambe
knowledge.
And
say, oh God. Spoke in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3. Let's read there and we hear.
Abakolinse chisoka. Nesule yokusatu. Olunyiriri. Lwakumi na mukaga.
1 Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Ti. Temuma nyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda. Erango moyo gwa Katonda abera mumwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bogamandi ayi mukama.
He said, oh Lord.
Omuntu onazijendi.
His person has come my way.
Wa zijendi.
Your son has come my way.
Na yebya wandi kwa bingamba.
But scriptures tell me.
Njona abe anaberanga yekalu ya yomoyo wo.
Temple of your spirit.
Si yekalu ya ndwa
de. Not temple of sickness.
Si yekalu ya mizimu.
Not temple of demons.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Kubanga bwayogedde mbakolisi kisoka 3:16.
1 Corinthians 3:16.
Agambye temumanyi.
He says, don't you know?
Namu muri yekalu yomoyo mutukuvu.
You are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Muri yekalu ya Katonda.
You are temples of God.
Erango moyo mutukuvu atula mumwe.
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
We mara okusaba part yeyo.
I pray that part.
Nsubira okugenda ko ere mu byawandi ku byala.
Go in other scriptures.
Ndera yo moyo mutukuvu.
Oh Holy Spirit.
We ngate no moyo gwo olugando.
Join with the spirit of this brother.
Kubanga bakulume moyo wa umoyo wa Katonda.
Composed by the spirit of God.
Bibana ba Katonda.
Children of God.
Kata no moyo
when you join with their spirit, you best
okay, we
the chest, the sickness, and after,
as
rivers of living water, heal his
sickness.
Sickness we attack them, we throw the devils, of body weakness.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
True,
the spirit can flow as rivers of living water, and he washes sickness, and he heals.
Yesu
yebazibwe nnyo. Praise Jesus so much. Era
kyovulanga mu Barumi.
And that's why in Romans.
Esule n'eyomunaana.
Romans chapter 8.
Olunyolo 14 paka 16.
14-16.
Tasinda businzi nga aliyo mu.
Doesn't just groan within
you. Adine ensonga z'abaliko.
As issues his own tool.
Katusome tuulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Abarumi esule y'omunaana n'olunyiryo lwe 14.
Romans 8 from verse 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulembera omwoyo gwa Katonda, abo be baana ba Katonda. 15. Kubanga temwaweebwa nate mwoyo gwa buddu okutya, naye mwaweebwa omwoyo gw'okufuuka abaana. Atukaabya nti, Abba, Kitaffe. Olw'16. Omwoyo yennyini wamu n'omwoyo gwaffe ategeeza nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
Nti omwoyo yennyini
spirit himself
wamu n'omwoyo gwaffe
together with our spirit
ategeeza nze bwe mba nsaba
means if I'm praying
ngamba y'omwoyo omutukuvu
I say oh Holy Spirit
wegatte n'omwoyo gw'oluganda
with the spirit of this brother
bwe mba nga ndi musala yakusaba nga njagala kulukutenga emigejo
amazzi I want him flow as springs of living waters
wegatte n'omwoyo gw'oluganda
join with the spirit of this brother
olyoko osinde mu ye eri
Kitaffe grown in them to the father
o akukkiriza
that he accepts you
okulukute mu ye
to flow in them
as
streams of living waters wash out the sickness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, they said the Holy Spirit
groans
with groanings which are unspeakable.
See
him groan as he flows as streams. Go on a river
and
there is a stone hindering its movement. It will begin to make noise on struggle of death. The
hindrance.
You know how we can groan over sickness. If it insists, it's insists. Have you gone on water?
If something hinders
the strong, it piles to begin to force move ahead.
Yengeri jasoro kurukutamu ibiwatagana kupiokusina.
Law concerning groanings.
Ate wajanga mazikuonya ndwati.
Healing to wash sickness.
It can
insist on a sickness
things away. When we
call groaning
in some of it,
you can see it on rivers flowing. And they meet a hindrance.
Ekigezaako
blocks its movement and flow.
Kusobola tumbira tumbira.
Can spotted all fire.
Yes, ongaro achi emiga.
That's why kusobola
kulinya n'ensozi.
They can climb mountains.
Bwafurukuta. Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Tosobola muteka ku bulwadde nti buzibu tasobola buvunuka.
A sickness that they cannot work go over it.
Awara ampensozi
ezo. Climbs the mountains.
They want these services buye byaita.
What you call problems it passes over them.
Yes, ngwachi mamulesenge migeje amazo
ejisobola
kurukuta mu
streams of waters to flow in us.
Obutalimi wachintu chonna
not to fail on anything.
Obutalimi rwanda ndwadde yonna
not to fail on any sickness.
Njagalo mulabe ngo omugga
I want to see him as the river.
Mama yagalo yayagala
he wanted
akuletira akabonero ke migaji ne miramu
sign of living rivers.
Osubrofuna amagezi ayinza kukola adya
wisdom how we can
baba kurukuta nge migga
it flows as rivers.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus. When you look at this
train,
it fights every rubbish off the way.
And
pushes them aside.
And
Holy Spirit knows you are his temple.
Everything
in you not worthy has to take it out. Has to push outside.
Yensonga lwachi
the reason why
asoka neyegata no moyo
go joins with your spirit
munda mugwe
inside you
na sinzire yo ngafurumya bulikimu
wabweru casting out everything.
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
era yagala nyo
and he wants much
okoze so moyo go
to use your spirit
ngetabaza
as the lamp
asobola okwekebeja byonna
that he can search out all things there
enongere suri abiri musamu.
This is Proverbs 20:27
agamba bwati
he says this. Others ask, are we still in the journey of heaven?
This
we study of now. I saw them in the
journey
of heaven. And we studied them in the Bible.
It's
the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. Seeing, studying scriptures. How does he do it?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Now
we joins with your spirit.
And
he uses it as a lamp. How does it happen?
Apostle,
how did you see that?
He
joins on you how?
He doesn't
take away presence of your understanding.
You
remain normal.
He
just joins on your spirit.
He
doesn't possess you.
Proverbs 20:27.
Omoyo gw'omuntu yetabaza ya Mukama. Ekebera ebitundu byonna eby'omutima, eby'omunda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omoyo gwo,
your spirit,
tabaza yinyi.
It's a real lamp.
Manyigo gwakayakana.
You know it shines.
Na yikati omwe mtu kufuchakola.
Now what the Holy Spirit does?
Kubarumi esuri omunana 10 na mukana.
Romans 8:16.
Yegata no omoyo gwo.
Joins with your spirit.
Nasoka yekebeja buli kintu.
Searches out all things.
Naga kati mponye ntia.
He says, how can I heal?
Kankurukutenge miganso kasasiro yomufurumi.
As a stream and I cast out every rubbish.
Close
as a stream.
You know,
people with sicknesses of the devils.
Join on
sickness of body weakness. They usually get thirsty. Is it not that? They get thirsty. That's why when he began this chapter in John,
John 7.
37.
He
spoke of those who
are thirsty. There is a thirst
of the word of God and you want to hear the word.
But there is a
thirst which comes because of sickness of the devils.
Don't
get healed, you can drink a jerrycan of water. Now what he
does,
he says, you Lucifer, you demon,
so
you will see how you will remain here.
And
they ask you, give me blood, give me blood. Get the one of Jesus, give them drink. You will see how they run.
Let's
repeat.
John 7:37. Yesu yayimirira nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti omuntu bwalumwe nnyonta ajje gye ndi anywe. 38 Akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga gy'amazzi amalamu girifuluma mu lubuto lwe, girikulukuta mu lubuto lwe. 39 Ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yagamba abalumwe nnyonta.
He said, those who fasty,
come
on to me, all of you. Everyone who believes me.
Inside
them will flow streams of living waters. Spoke that meaning of the Holy Spirit was to be given them. One of the major signs of sickness. Sicknesses of the devils. And of body weakness. It's fronted much with thirsty. And they first suck out every water in that body. And they take you on drips. Satan, I put drip over him. What you put in, he drinks it. You put this on hospitals. Don't put them there. Bring them, we'll show you the water meant to go in there.
We shall ask the
Holy Spirit to flow in there.
And give them
a drink to see where they can survive. Demons in them.
There are
people in hospitals
who have
sickness of devils.
They put drips
of blood and water. It's finished instant. As if they give them what?
That's why demons
can be on someone drink 5 jerrycans of alcohol.
Now,
the mere water you put on the mere drips. When Satan reached to drink blood, they need jerrycans. See, you put a drip.
You see,
you're joking.
Every
blood you put in, they drink it.
Now
you have to change the way. If you take a sick person or you meet a sick person who is like that, your prayer changes.
They
have to give you water. Don't worry ever since you drank.
If you drink
blood of this person, now I'm going to call you the blood you have to drink today.
We need
not the ways of the kingdom of God. Many times we try to call the blood of Jesus and water. Now you have bottles. You think that's the water.
Prophets give you what the Holy Spirit wants to flow himself as streams. Now you take holy water that you're bathing with it. You are on the urine of fallen angels. The prophets get from under the ocean. The water you need to buy a bottle of water. Don't go to that prophet in the pool to get water.
God,
the pool, he phased it out.
No more.
He passed now his spirit to flow now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you go where they give you water, that water to wash curses,
please.
No, my friend, the spirit of blessing can flow with me.
It
be water of blessing. And he too, they don't buy him.
He's
freely giving us as a gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you look to John 5, people went on the pool.
And
an angel came tear up the waters. And he put in the powers to heal. But the one who went first in it, he got healed. Now, the remaining waited another year, he will come back. You are on the pool. Now look, Jesus came with a living stream. The Holy Spirit.
He found a man,
he spent 38 years there. He told him, no. Don't tell me no one throws you in there. Get your basket and go.
Just
put for him the living stream, spirit of truth. You don't need to fall in the pool. Things of the pool.
So were
don't go to that prophet. You go to get water from his pool. They shouldn't deceive you with the story that they have prayed for it. That is a blessing. Ask the living waters, the to flow. Let's read in John. John chapter 5 from verse 1.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo ne wabe embage ya Abayudaaya. Yesu nayambuka mu Yerusalemi olwokubiri. Naye mu Yerusalemi awali omulyango gwendiga waliwo ekidiba kye bayita mu Lebulaniya Besusuda. Nga kiriko ebigango bitaano. Olunya olwokusatu.
Yaliko ebigango bimeka. It had 5 colonnades.
Nga bazimba betoolodde.
Built surrounding it.
Bakampinga.
They camp around the pool.
Bagabane malaika we
when we see the angel
tell
us the waters
ateka mukumanya
puts in power.
Ayaya kavuyo.
The confusion there, the commotion.
Anaso,
the one who will be first, they are pushing themselves. Commotion. And they are pulling it. You are sick, but you have to
Malaria
struck you long time. You can't even fight on yourself. You're there. When will you ever fall in the pool? You
lied
up to the false prophets. You are on water.
Yet
the spirit is there who can flow instant. There were coronets put around tents. People sleeping there.
Bali in
there. They are waiting.
Bana
water be stirred up.
Gajemu kumanya agawo.
Some powers to heal come in it.
Baguemu.
And they fall in it.
Mm-hmm. Yokane sule yokutano. Noru nyiriri uroksatu.
John chapter 5, verse 3.
Mwebio, mwagala miranga mwechivina. Echaba lwadde. Abazibe ba amaso. Abalema. Abakonzi imbie. Gabali indirira amazi okubimba.
Bambi, friend.
Ebigango kwegamba tenti tano nabanga nene.
5 tents, big ones.
Zisu za abantu 10 nokuda
waguru. They accommodate 100 plus people each.
Barua de baze basuru.
They are sick, they have come sleeping there. That's why to the false prophets. You go there sleeping in the synagogues, you're waiting.
Yet
Jesus said,
just
believe me, now I send my spirit flow like rivers, you'll be healed. You are sleeping there.
I will sleep even tomorrow.
Wait, water to be
set up. Now people confused. False prophets and those who are so they even put physical pools for you.
Ababi,
the thieves.
And
they sell them Rwenzori water.
Every bottle of
50,000
and
above.
That is the blessed water. Who is a blessed spirit?
Who flows like water and wash curses?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Interesting. It was live. I see how it works.
And
they work up to today. And don't go with what to buy for.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Spirit
given us as a gift.
Now,
different kinds of people
Baba wamazika,
they give them water now and handkerchiefs and things like those. Even with candles.
Friend,
a candle above all candles is Jesus and is the Holy Spirit. He can shine every time in the lampstand.
Amen.
Why do you trouble yourself? In the fourth part, seeing him flow as anointing oil,
he's going to
come as the lamp out of which comes oil.
Now,
stop things of the devil. Got from the pools.
Leave
bottles of water they sell to you,
that
blessed water.
Friend,
are you still religious? Of religions of the devil, where they have water they call it blessed, or you got saved to come to truth. John 5.
Yokane sura yokutano nolu nyiri olwokuna.
John chapter 5 verses 4.
Kubanga malaika yakanga muchidiba. Ne mubisere ebimu nabimbisa amazzi. Oye yasoka ngo kugenda mu nga amazzi gamaze okubimba. Yawonanga obulwadde bwe bwe yabanga nabwo. Nakati ekizibu ekibera.
Now the problem which is.
Kakati malaika yajanga bisera bimu.
The angel came seasonal. And you don't know when you have to sleep there and wait.
Whether how many years.
So this one spent 38 years. That's what you've been in out there.
The
angels who are fallen, they remain following those ways.
And
they work false prophets and sorcerers. That water they give.
Friend,
who can be helped with that their witchcraft and sorcery? And there passes another long time. And you took water to drink. And there comes another. I thank God, when I drank water. Yet when they drank it, they got those which used them. Someone washed them with their bats. And they got sick of their
privacy.
And demons began to use them. Now get from those things.
Salvation,
you had gotten a serious problem. They give you water.
But
the handkerchief they give you works for one. The candlesticks they give you. It works for one. And the false prophets and fallen angels.
The spirit of the devil,
they are still in that sense. When God saw that to copy it, he changed it. Took us from the pools. Listen to the next verse.
Yokana esure yokutano.
John 5 verses 5. Ne wabawo omuntu
eyalina endwadde nga yakamala emyaka 38 olw'omukaaga. Yesu bwe yalaba oyo ng'agalamidde n'ategeera nga yakamala ennaku nnyingi.
Yesu
Jesus as a prophet who is above all and is God and is the Son of God.
Looked
him, say, my God, 38 years,
this
man is here.
Is
waiting angels stir water, stir up waters. But do you know the commotion involved?
You know to
press on to get a blessing.
Is it not what you've
been out in your synagogues?
Those
with 1 million, you see commotion running for the blessing.
Those
who buy water, and you see commotion for water. It's the same way. But the hospital says, I want to do you good, everyone where you are.
For
his hand is not shortened.
That
it can never save. It reaches every person where they are. Now that confusion and commotion,
what
this one spent 38 years on the pole, he had sickness, he was weakened, he began a youth, he
fought with
people and he failed.
These
are what happened there. To press, be on the forefront is not easy.
Many times
you must have enough money with yourself. Water which is this different.
You must
use something to fight to make it to there. Man, 38 years. You think he came when he was how old? He reached to get old on the pool. Never got just rich fall in the pool. All men who put pools on their pulpit,
they
restored the thing Jesus phased out. And he brought streams of waters flowing.
Even
those they baptized in pools,
you
baptized to the spirit of the devils which never flow. Which is limited. Let's finish and you hear.
John 5,
verse
6. Yesu weyalaba ngoya galamide, nategera nga yakamala ennaku nnyingi. Namugamba nti, oyagala okuba omulamu? Olw'omusanvu. Omulwadde n'amuddamu nti, sebo, sirina muntu ansula mu kidiba.
Nakati nkubuzizo yagala kuona.
I ask you what to be healed.
Ongamba mwari sina ansula mu kidiba.
No one from in the pool.
Nkubuzizo.
I ask you.
Oyagala nakuyamba kokuwa mu kidiba.
Did I ask you want someone help you throw you in the pool?
Agambi yagala kuona.
He said you want to be healed.
Atodda mu bibozi.
Now you get to other stories.
Nakati mukama wangu omanyi.
Now my Lord, you know.
Bali batugabira amazinesi nangabira amazire erago mukisa.
Ask water, but I have no one give me blessed water now.
Njagala kuwa mukisa.
I want to bless you.
Atodda mukwero goja.
Now you begin to speak stories plenty.
Yokane sule yokutano nolunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
John chapter 5 verse 7.
Omulwadde n'amuddamu nti sebo, sirina muntu ansuula mu kidiba, amazzi we geeserera. Nze we njigira omulala nga nsoose okukkamu. Olw'omunaana, Yesu n'amugamba nti golokoka weetikke ekitanda kyo otambule. Olw'omwenda, amangu ago omuntu n'aba mulamu ne yeetikka ekitanda kye n'atambula.
Yali yeetaaga ki?
He needed what? The Lord Jesus said, Matthew 12:28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for
he
you.
He
no more needed any attachment of things.
He
told this one, pick your mat and go. These are no more of commotions and fights.
Spent
in you a stream
flowing.
Spirit, go move on with it.
He's
so strong.
Possible,
he'll be that falling in the pool.
And
water of false prophets.
Most people when they come here, make a wild prayer. You have to be healed. You don't tell him those things which are no wisdom, you just speak.
Yes, to you,
praise Jesus.
No more
can give you handkerchiefs. Don't give you water. No apple. You need the Holy Spirit to flow as streams of living waters, to flow as the blood of Jesus, which speaks better words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These healings, when I saw them, I the Holy Spirit. Why don't you reveal those people?
He
said, those who are proud, can't my words, I can't give them my words. If they know three verses, and they
hold
my people, rob them. If I give them plenty, spoken Jeremiah
23:18,
who of them stood in the counsels of God's words, and they heard them, and they marked them well.
None,
they run quick when he's not sent them. If I call them, you come here, and they say,
God has
sent me to nations, he sent me to heal.
Ah,
he's called you come. He's not told you go.
No,
and you go. He said, I could not give them these words. If they have three verses, they sell them.
Ogena special service, go to a special
service, 50,000 shillings. He's going to give you one, two scriptures. Still you and you go home.
Said,
those I would have given them my knowledge, I will give the knowledge to the humble in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I will
give it to the humble. Those are blessed.
Quoted
that in the Matthew. Blessed are the humble. Matthew 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the truth is this. They would have understood all
the
issues and healings of the Holy Spirit. But it was hard.
For
one man made one miracle by the Spirit of God. And he made an
announcement.
Come and powerful man of God. There is a miracle. It described your name.
Said,
the man of God, he married God when?
When
did he become powerful than God?
Locked
miracles which passed through the Holy Spirit, and they ended up under the ocean. They went to seek for powers of darkness. They direct them for things. Give them handkerchiefs. Give them water.
They
go get the urine of the fallen angels, and they put in their pools, mix it.
We're
going to see them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
need is one, brethren, not know how the Holy Spirit can flow inside you, and he heals all forms of sickness, and washes and totally cleanses.
You
don't need to just drink water, they've got needs.
Someone
told me they gave them green water, black water, red, and the others. Others even bring it here. Apostle, this is what they gave us.
Help
us God take this curse from us, but we are not well. Others who had money, things are using them.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Read you briefly where they get water to put in their pools. For the pools, Jesus phased them out. And he sent us to his Spirit who flows.
katibano bakeri munyanja.
These ones go under the ocean.
Ezekiel
27 says.
Ezekiel esule ya birimu omusanvu n'olunyiri olusoka.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera olunyo lw'okubiri nti naawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Tuulo. Olw'okusatu ogambe Tuulo nti ayigwe atuula wayingirirwa mu nnyanja omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga ebingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olunyo lw'okuna ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazimbi bo batuukirizza obulungi bwo. Olunyo lw'okutaano embawoozo zonna baazijja mu miberusi egiva ku siniri bajja emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Yesu
yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel 27.
Nolusoka pakulu okutaano.
Verses 1 to 5.
Waliwo abayingirira mu nnyanja.
There are those who entered into there is a gateway to the sea.
Era gate enkulu.
And the major gate.
Eri wano kwa Atlantic Ocean wano mu America.
Here at the Atlantic Ocean in America.
Awali omulongooti ogusika byonna.
Where is the mast which captures everything?
Wabaita anti Bermuda Triangle.
There they call Bermuda Triangle.
Triangle iri ku sente za America.
The triangle on the dollar currency.
Aba yobon ate bananga abakulimba mbo bagenze bweru.
Those who deceive you, they have traveled abroad.
Kunonya mukama.
To look and seek God there.
Bayingireyo.
They enter in
wasi munyanja.
Under the ocean.
Ne basingana omusoto ogwedda.
And they meet the dragon ancient.
Bible yekwogera katusome Ezekiel 29 okusoka.
Ezekiel 29, let's read it.
From verse 1 to 3. Bakulage kibeera yeyo.
They show you what's under there.
Omubaka wa Satan Jezebel.
The ambassador of Satan Jezebel.
Bafumati.
Bafumat.
Aina mabere.
Who was breasts.
Bama tusomere yo tulabe.
Read there and we see.
Iche chiri yo munyanja
libagenda. Under the ocean where they go.
Ezekiel sura ya 29 n'olunyiri olusoka.
Ezekiel 29 verses 1.
Mu mwaka ogw'ekkumi, mu mwezi ogw'ekkumi, ku lunaku olw'omwezi olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera olunyo olw'okubiri nti omwana w'omuntu simba amaaso g'okwolekera Falaawo kabaka w'e Misiri omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna. Olw'okusatu yogera ogambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba ndi mulabewo Falaawo kabaka w'e Misiri ogusota ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo.
Gusota erinnya Farao litegeeza.
The name Pharaoh means
omusota omunene.
The big dragon.
Sitani.
Satan.
Bible gweyogerako obulungi nnyo.
Which Bible speaks well of.
Kubikulibwa 12.
Revelation 12.
Musavu paka 10.
7 to 10.
Ndi omusota ogwedda ye Sitani.
The old serpent, Satan.
Nyinga gwakoisanga nnyanyanje Bermuda Triangle kubedda.
This ocean Bermuda Triangle from olden ages.
Atlantic Ocean.
In the Atlantic Ocean.
Era kyovula ba pyramid eyo.
That's why you see that pyramid.
Eri mu triangle form.
Which is the triangular form.
Yasoka mu Misiri.
It was first put in Egypt.
Kakati waliyo mubaka.
Now
the standu ya Sibu.
Ambassador ever since Satan was imprisoned.
Waliya itwa Jezebel.
What we call Jezebel.
Malaika yasoko okugwa.
The first fallen angel.
Yegatta ku Satan.
To fall and join on Satan.
Aitwa Baphomet.
It's called Baphomet.
Abira na mabere gwe bachishinkana.
Priests, this one they meet there.
Yabawo butambala na mazine misubawa.
What gives water and the candles.
Ere misubawa malaika abagwa bali wansi
wenyaja. Fallen angels under the ocean.
Amazi.
The water.
Where
they get that water they bring.
Bagaje wali ba malaika abagu ebako
jova. Where the fallen angels susu.
Wansi munyanje.
Under the ocean.
Kakati kankubulire wegendereze.
He tell you be careful.
Omoyo mtu kuva kubulire ebyama
n'enkola ze. Secrets and his ways.
Mukuonye ndo deza ba Satan.
Healing sickness of the devils.
Asubira okukutanga emigeje amazi
amadamu. Draw streams of living water.
Inango musayigwa Yesu.
And that's the blood of Jesus.
Tewetaga.
You don't need.
Kusena sana mazi wa mtu musimanyi ga mukisa.
Water from prophets that is blessed water.
Abamu batuka nokubanga basimye byebidiba.
Others even reach to predict poles.
Banabbi abo bulima.
Those false prophets.
Ne baleteje emisoto era jibeero.
And they brought those snakes there into those poles.
Ne baleta omoyo omubi.
And they bring an evil spirit.
In
the form of a snake or a frog.
Nja kuyogera ko wali.
I will speak of it.
Satan ngagoba Satan.
Satan chasing Satan.
That snake you heard of some news sometime back. That prophet in Mulago. And his snake is turned against him. It's there in the pool. This time it didn't give it sacrifice enough. But they had to throw in human heads of young infant children and human hearts in private human parts. Sometimes he turned against wanting to eat people himself. But brethren, God has helped us. This time we shall hold light of knowledge. And they will give you something, you will ask where it's written. Get back brief Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel 27,
verses 5.
Embawozo zonna bazijja mu miberusi ejive siniri. Bajje mivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Omulongooti kwe weguli. That mast or aerial is there.
Wansi mu nyanja aho.
Under the ocean.
Mu Atlantic Ocean.
At the Atlantic Ocean.
Kifo ekyo kibaita Bermuda Triangle.
Place called the Bermuda Triangle.
Awewali kitebe ekikulu
kya. That's where major base
ekyaba sitani kunsi.
Of the devils on earth is there.
Ngojeko kino ekiri mu underground.
Besides this one in the underground.
Muzi bankers.
In the underground bankers.
Kakati icho chichitebe chukuru nesi nyanja yukaji bagenda.
That's the major base, but it's not the only ocean they go to.
Wanga almost nyanja zisinga
zona. Almost all water bodies.
Zirimu ebitebe ebyo.
They hold their sub bases.
Basobola okukiika yo baagalira.
They can represent and go there anytime they
baba
want.
Baba nyina okubalimba bayingidde mu kasenge mbo basa.
Even to see they enter the room they are praying.
Nga tebali yo baagenze.
They are not there, they launched on ahead. They have words they speak, they call them tongues. And they vanish.
He goes
in the meeting.
And he
comes back telling you,
I'm
from seeking the Lord. And the one is weeping. And the power from him. And have come with blessed water. Yet they come from far.
You
can speak words there. Yet you are weeping. Yet the code they told him from
Gamba
under the ocean. And you are weeping. In the time he speaks,
fallen angels with
powers of darkness spread people. Let's read verse 6.
Ezekiel 26:7-6. Enkasizo nti enkasizo bazikoze mu myera eja Basani. Emangazo bazikozesa ti bazikozesa Ezekiel esuli ya 27 olunyiro olomusa
olomukaga 27:6
enkasizo bazikoze mu myera eja Basani enangazo bazikozesa masanga agawayirwa munzo ezava kubizinga bya Kitimu
kakati olaba
ekigambo
nkasi
the word ox
waliwo muwala wano
there's a girl here.
They
had put those oaks in her.
She's
in the synagogue where
the
spirit is in the ocean. In her, the networks of demons are in
her.
She's waving the hand, spreading. And she gets tired. She falls down, but the hand demons have to still move her hand on them.
Uganda wawona.
Are you healed now? She's there.
Uganda
you tell us. Praise the Lord, brethren. What apostle has spoken is right.
nekati omukono sikyagulira kunyogogana kubera onga gunuma.
But these days I no more feel the hand cold and it's painful.
Banga enabera nga ongo omukono gusanyalala.
Many time I will be there, the hand will paralyze.
Natuka no kubera ewaka.
I even reached to be home. If I didn't go to the synagogue, or if I didn't go to the home of that prophetess, I will fall fallings down.
And the man
reached to tell me what form of demons are these.
But
I will be there maybe cooking. One day I'd gotten burnt within a store.
And I would
just abruptly fall and begin to wave my hand. But when I
move
up to the synagogue or to her place, if I decide to move up, the fallings end there.
Wish
to tell me you are moving up, what if you fall on the way, won't you get ashamed?
But
if I move out of the house, I don't fall. But if I insist in my house, I will begin to fall. But the day I came, I knew it's the same experience to happen my way. But I didn't see them again, except the Spirit to begin to show me what's happening in that place. And glory and honor is to God. Let me ask you a question. When you gathered in the service, what happened?
Anytime
we were in service,
Oluganda brother nga enzo kubulira nga bafuba nnyo okujja okunkwata ko bati.
They would try much to come and touch me.
Nalinga nyimirira ku mulyango oguli kumpi n'ekituli.
I used to stand on the door close to the pulpit.
Nenga oyo nabbi newembanga mbadde sibiriko genda ulanga kuba
wani. That prophet, though I'm not even on her, I will see her come my way, tap on the forehead.
Kasaya nkubanga mcheni.
Every time she tapped my forehead,
I feel hand
roll itself. I could not stop it.
Try
to insist, hold it, not roll. Use strength.
I
reached a point I full pain. I could not do anything.
I reached
tell her, mommy, the hand is becoming swollen.
But she would
take you to her home and tells you do even works here. You feel painful in the hand,
but
you have to work as a house girl in a house. Yet you have to do the works yet on Sunday. It's so obvious you have to roll and begin to move that hand of yours. Did you move it, roll it, entire service? In the weekly days,
maybe you're seated.
She comes, calls you. And we are like ministers present. And
I mean,
I want you to begin to wave your hands. But I will begin to crawl on my knees from the extent of the other door to the pulpit.
All
these God filled of wounds, they're just disappearing gradual.
It
never happened, they would tie me with ropes.
And
others would ask me, why do you always go back there?
If I
don't raise, she will target me, say she's coming now, she's entered. When she gets close to me, I would get to another place.
But still,
don't know how she reaches to touch you, just see her touch you.
I rolled
the hand, but wasn't easy, yet it was one specific hand.
One.
Though you say or roll another hand, no, it's one specific. It is the
right. The man reached
to tell me where you go, what happens to you. I see your hand swollen when you come back. The man reached the time, he's the one who does housework himself. But when I move up to a home, I do the works. Yet I can't tell my husband I do works when I go to her place. And me too, I would claim the hand is painful to help me on things of home. But I got great problem. Yet to command you not doing you things in your will. She abuses you. I heard you speak of black Jesus. Who was that?
There was an electric wire. Black Jesus.
They called it black Jesus. Let me use it the language we called it. In the time the spirit came on the head of the prophet, all servants who were present, they will beat you with the black Jesus. And on this road, I left them being beaten, but there was a sacrifice that we sinned. We have to seek for the sacrifice of a cow. Everyone was allotted money. The one who doesn't have it, shouldn't be among the servants except be beaten every day. But what's the name of that prophet? Jacinta. Jacinta who?
Nachito.
Prophetess Jacinta Nachito.
And Kabuye Richard.
She was always interested in wars. And she said, ministers, you've taken people out of the church, they will beat you for that. Tell us to bring a cow over the sins we committed. God to restore grace to us. The pastor gave us a period of 2 weeks. After they said God is not answered us yet, is angered. They added more 2 weeks to us. And we sleep on the synagogue. After she said still God, we've not repented enough. They added a 3 month. I left when they are sleeping for 3 months on the synagogue. Anytime you get good results, like you say they're good, they will beat you over that. Those who go to her home, they were on serious problems. Now we have been there taking care of her in everything. There's something which amazed me when I reached here. I got so surprised of Apostle. And him, the way he gets his shoes is the way he moves it with the pulpit. But in the other place, you have to clean the shoe first. She's not supposed to step in the soil on the ground if they don't bring a car. We are like 4 people there. They would stand on the service and abuse you.
ngabona nga wogamba twatu kitwala abakiriza ngabona bawulira
and every believer was hearing
abavuma open nabalangira nembele wa mujamita
she appeals you open and speaks of the bad situation you're passing through openly
kati abla nebaza mukama kubanga yanzija
but I thank God he took me from there
amen mukama akubuka
God bless you
yajja no no namazi yagande
itira the water a couple of liters
gabawa yusaidi
that she gives them in that side
Satan yefunyiriddo okulwanyisa obulokozi
Satan is gotten serious in fighting salvation
nga aleta bannabbi benga befula abalokozi
and he brings his prophets who seem to be of salvation
bekwese mukanisa yobulokozi banje
hidden in charge of salvation many of them
mukama ajagenda bikulampula ebyama ebyamazima
will move on reveals gradual secrets of truth
era abana bakatonda bakufuna omusano
children of God are to get that light
bajja kuonyezebwa
they will be healed
mukama kenyeni
God himself he will seek for his children
in
every place of the false prophets and he will get them from there. When the sister came I told her you shouldn't get back there but she feared much the husband she went back and he tried that she goes back to the synagogue. When she went back they touched her forehead like this a little. She didn't touch the forehead. The brother Isma got the
vision
and he snatched a little hair from her. But ever since she got back there
he
had put in her a demon in form of a snake again. And in running there she ran when it was not well and she can no more move. She feels something move in her stomach and the rats are in her house laughing those laughters of demons and she told her you will not run from me, you know my secrets. She wanted to take her to Tanzania that she would dedicate her very well. When she came we prayed and the snake left her as she held. It's going. She asked, how comes I've not fallen? I've not rolled on the floor. Friend, we gave wars unto the Lord. We are in the face of prayer.
Prayer.
Saints, his Holy Spirit and angels. And they do his work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But God is good.
He
taught us to profit.
So
we want to take you back to the Holy Spirit in his healings of truth. And he heals sicknesses of devils, the sicknesses of demons, and sicknesses of body weakness, malaria, headache, and the others. But he can heal and flow like streams of living water, and he never takes away your peace. But like we've shown you,
those
give you handkerchiefs and water, rings,
miti,
trees,
burugo baba sitani,
witchcraft of the devils, they get all from under the ocean.
Ezekiel 27
moves to speak of it like this.
Ezekiel 27
verses 7.
Etanga liyo lyali lya bafuta eriko mulimo gw'eddalizi ogwave Misiri.
They have handkerchiefs
they gave.
Those
handkerchiefs, these are flags or banners of demons.
And
when you take it, you get it's the demon which follows you.
You take
like you've taken a handkerchief, yet you've taken a demon for yourself. And they get them plenty from there. And they've been dedicated well unto the evil spirit to be banners and flags for demons.
One
prophet who used it in Eras back.
Ezra.
That prophet Ezra used them.
He used much
those banners of different colors.
He
put demons in view where they will carry them from the back throw them to the forefront of
the
army. You're going to see an aeroplane pass here. They saw someone from the back. They are in a space like that.
They say
the power of God. And they began to pray. And they are praying. Yet they are on Lucifer. I would have spoken of many things, but time is not enough for us. All these four ways,
which
you joined on the one of chasing demons, Satan faked all of them in his false charges. He has anointing oil, but that portion of it is gotten from under the ocean. And the oil is salt. They put it upon you till you've gotten mad. Yet in the kingdom of God, we no more smear oil. We pray spirit flow in you like the anointing. Yet we shall move on know all that. We shall come back tomorrow, see how the Spirit is giving us a gift, that he moves on flow in us as streams of living water. It's not point for you, don't pay for anything.
And
shall see him flow as the blood of Jesus. Move on, cleanse bloods with the sickness of devils. Even those of body weakness. HIV, cancer, and the others. Mostly sickness of blood. There the spirit will flow as the blood of Jesus, which speaks better words. We shall see that tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.